This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, to What's On Your Mind, the pre-4th of July edition of the program today. We're in our 4th of July mode here today. We're all thinking about 4th of July. All the conversation before the show started was about, you know, grilling things up and make sure you cook it and don't give anybody any kind of food poisoning and like that, and fireworks and tanks and, all those kind of fun things. So we'll stay there today in our 4th of July festive mood. Hope you are as well. On the program today, at bottom of the hour, we are going to talk with a regional administrator from FEMA about North Dakota's pockets of flooding and the recovery and status update on that, because that's a serious situation that has certainly impacted some areas of the state. Josh Gallion is going to be here, North Dakota State Auditor. Talk a little bit about his disagreement with the legislature. We'll sort of start at the beginning from that whole thing and walk through the Attorney General's recent ruling as well on it. You've heard my opinion on it. You've probably heard other discussion and calls that have come in on it on the program. Chris Berg and I have talked a little bit about it. It's a good time just to let the auditor himself speak from his perspective. We'll do that today on the program. And also Chris Berg will be here. From a POV, and that is, of course, Point of View. You're watching on KX4 and West Dakota Fox. I want to start with the 4th of July celebrations and how we celebrate. To me, first and foremost, it's about celebrating this country, our independence, the American, idea, really more than anything. We have this idea that is America and has stood the test of time. Now, they don't always, but this one has. And Donald Trump has decided, our president, that, we're ready for a little party to celebrate the men and women in the military. When you hear Donald Trump talk about the military, it's very obvious he is not doing it as a political talking point. He's doing it from the heart. He believes very strongly. I get that from him. Same thing when he talks about farmers, by the way, in the whole trade battle. But, I mean, if Donald Trump decides to one day grab a pen with his right hand and the next day with his left hand, somebody in the media is going to criticize that. And so they have taken rather strongly to criticizing this military parade that Donald Trump has planned for the 4th of July to celebrate Independence Day and thank the troops to be given a speech to. Do me a favor, folks. Step into the other side's shoes for a moment and tell me what you see legitimately to be wrong with that. What they're saying, can we say, maybe I'd agree with that if that was Barack Obama doing that, right? I mean, help me understand why this is controversial, because I'm telling you, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know if I've been dropped on my head or what, but I don't get it. Clearly I think it's a fine idea. I thought it was a fine idea the first time he mentioned it. I know people immediately said, that since he said it shortly after a visit to another country and saw an impressive display of their military, that, that's something dictators do, tyrants do, presidents don't do that. Why not? To me, it's really kind of like we're playing the PC game a little bit. Let's pretend we don't have tanks. Let's pretend we don't have nukes. Let's pretend and let's have a lot of happy talk. And just, look, we have the tools necessary. Peace through strength, right? Why not show off a little of what keeps us peaceful? It's all that strength. But if you had to pick one thing, Todd, Kevin, that you would say, he shouldn't be doing this, what is it? Again, step into the other side's shoes for a moment. What do you see as worthy of criticism? Anything?
Oh, if I'm in the other shoes, the other side's shoes, all of it. Yeah, even if all of it. But I love it. Well, just because. Look at Colin Kaepernick. We can't have flags on shoes. And then, of course, you got flag burning, all kinds of things going on around there, all kinds of rallies and things. The Antifa, just a bunch of squawking morons, in my opinion. But, they're going to do their thing. But you're absolutely, why not do it?
the reason it's controversial is because Donald Trump suggested it, and everything he suggests is controversial to people that are consumed in their hatred of him. I am trying to understand people that have that way of thinking specifically related to this event, a 4th of July celebration of our military. How is that controversial? Todd, a mile in their shoes, you're walking down the road, what really smacks of stupid out of this in your mind?
My feet hurt from walking in their shoes. That's what.
Is that what it is?
And you know what? And you know what? You know, if you're looking at our little thing that we communicate off the air, our little chat thing, I found a whole bunch of shoes with Confederate flags on. Now, does that not scream slavery reference and all that stuff? So, speaking of the Colin Kaepernick thing. Oh, by the way, hopefully we're not celebrating the 4th of July nearly as much as we're celebrating Independence Day.
Right.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, we're good.
Happy 3rd of July to you. Let me be the first.
And in anticipation of Independence Day and a presidential, initiative to have a 4th of July parade celebrating our military, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's my question. What's wrong with
my point.
That?
That's my feet hurt trying to walk in those shoes. Don't make me do it.
Yeah. You can't play along at all? You can't find one thing you think would be... I mean, if you're them, what is it?
Okay, all right. Here. Okay. That's such a waste of money. Why are we spending that money?
Yeah, I've gotten a little bit of that.
Not that everybody would say it like that, but...
Listeners have said it in some fashion or another. Wouldn't that be money be better spent elsewhere? My answer was, well, we could say that about the Blue Angels. We could say that about the Thunderbirds. We could say that about, there is part of having a military is having pride, here's what we have, here's what we do. Would you like to join us? You know, a little bit of recruiting effort. Anyway, I'd like to know, because I just don't understand it. I feel like Columbo here. One more thing. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or 701-367-2054 for me. Democrats opposing our great president to take the focus off of the crimes of their party. All right, but aren't you then, while you're doing that, I get why they oppose the president in general. I'm talking about specifically a parade celebrating the military. How can that be controversial? How can that be a bad idea? No, true, he'd not done it before. I guess I shouldn't say that. FDR did it, and it was okay when he did it. But he's a hero of the...
Shouldn't we be doing that every Independence Day? Don't other countries have that kind of thing going on?
Well,
a lot of them anyway. The heavily militarized ones anyway.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving and parades on New Year's and all the things. The minute we put some military into it and start showing some American pride, hey, I'm triggered. You know, no, thanks.
Yeah. Texter says, my tinfoil hat is holy. I hope the sub-incident is not a substitute for something worse by the deep state. Okay, you want to translate that for me, fellas? The sub-incident. We're talking about the sub-incident as the Russians?
Submarine thing? I don't know.
I assume.
Sandwich? Are the Russians influencing some way?
Was there an incident underneath the incident? Therefore, it's a sub-incident.
Ah.
I don't know the answer to that.
We can't translate there for you, Scott. All we can do is let you know what people are saying.
You know what? I was going to ask you guys, too. Have you seen the John Cena PSA that he does where he said...
death?
Yeah, and the first line of it, he says, pride of country shouldn't be just about... Or patriotism shouldn't be about just pride of country. It should be about love. And I thought, wrong. Patriotism is about pride of country, John.
Sure
you're a
is.
Former Marine. You don't get that? It's unbelievable.
Of course, you know, they're running that in lieu of any sold inventory, so you and I are probably watching some of the worst TV shows that are on there to be seeing that as much. But, yeah, I see that to death, and I'm like, really? Come on.
Some of this is a surprise tomorrow. We really don't know exactly what's going to happen. We must know the time, though. Do you guys know the time? I got a texter saying, what time is the parade in D.C. tomorrow? I don't know that. I know that there will be some tanks involved. And some of those are being put in place over the last couple of nights. And Trump's 4th of July military parade has visitors pumped, but critics slam it as an ego trip, says USA Today. An ego trip. How is it an ego trip to celebrate the military? Again, this isn't about Donald Trump. He's not the military. He's celebrating the military.
Tomorrow morning, 11:45, National Mall.
All right, 11:45 on the mall tomorrow.
Yep.
And there are some tanks that are around. They evidently, the tanks can't go down the road because they would be
it's a hard way of saying tanks, folks.
Buckle and everything. Tanks, yeah, tanks. But the tanks are there. Some of them on rail cars, it looks like. Some of those stationary, so there you go. Texter says, if Trump really wants to honor the troops, they should be marching in the parade. Should be watching and let everyone else march for them. All right, sometimes that happens too.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. With the speed of a prairie fire, this rugged, refined North Dakota moonshine recipe is sweeping down the plains for you to enjoy. One taste, and you'll see why North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur needs to be shared. Whether telling fish stories or relaxing around the campfire, North Dakota Sweet Crude is the perfect fireside liqueur. Find North Dakota Sweet Crude and recipes at crudespirits.com. Crudespirits.com.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration, three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, over the brand new, huge 80-foot flagpole. Jim, the flagpole guy, .com, put it in himself. They were doing the flag sale through June. I bet he's got a few flags left, so get your summer ride and your flag just in time for Independence Day at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Some people say it's too good to be true, but it's not, folks. It's the real deal. A two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98, $34.99 a pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. I'll say it again. No price ever offered on radio or TV has been lower than this. The best deal yet on MyPillows. Now, remember, they're premium MyPillows. Very important distinction. Sometimes you'll walk by a display at the big box and you say, ooh, my pillow, and you see the big logo, look close, standard, okay, it's not the same pillow. It's not. This one is top-notch, and you only get it from us, and only at this wonderful deal by going to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 on the program today. So, tell me something you think is a bad idea in what Donald Trump is doing in promoting a parade to celebrate the military. And I guess because the president suggested it, it's become Donald Trump's event. Does anybody see any indication this is about him in the way of sort of celebrating him? I don't. He's saying we've got a great fighting force. Why not do it? Now, to that emailer or texter before the break, if Trump really wanted to honor the troops, you know, how about the troops go sit down and be with their families and let the military sit and watch the parade and enjoy the parade and not have to march in the parade? I don't know. Are they marching in the parade? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of, well, and again, I did a Google on the parade, you know, and it pops up. And one of the, I got to read the headline here from one of the CN, I call them PNN stories. Trump claims military is thrilled, and that's air quotes, to participate in his July 4th celebration.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. We just got to ignore these idiots.
Yeah, but then,
I mean, these people that write this stuff are just, they're consumed in their hatred of the president. I'm not worried about them and what they write, because that's a prime example of bias right there. No doubt about it. I'm concerned. Concern's the wrong word.
Well,
I'm interested to know if real people, not the media, if real people see something that's a bad idea. So if you have something, let me know.
I think it's funny. You read down in the article, though, General Joseph Dunford, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, a number of other military leaders are going to be attending. They've got the old Fife and Drum Corps, the Army Band, Pershing Zone, U.S. Marine Corps Silent Drill Team all going to be participating. 900 members of the D.C. National Guard are going to be helping with traffic. So they're all there hanging out. I would imagine they're okay with it, you know.
But listen to this. Speaking of the deranged media, are you ready for this one? This is Jeff Greenfield in Political, an analysis piece. Since Donald Trump announced his proposal for a military display and presidential speech on the National Mall, Trump's critics across the political spectrum have reached a consensus. The president's intrusion into Independence Day is a hijacking.
Wow. Wow.
A president presiding over a salute to a military now is hijacking Independence Day.
Can't make it up.
You can not make it up, folks. It's just unbelievable to me. Tell me if you agree or disagree. 258-0550 is the number. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. And Daniel's going to tell me in my ear when you're ready to chit-chat and who I'm chatting with. As a tax-paying veteran, says this texter, let the military be shown off at parade. Proud to be an American, proud of our president. Tax-paying veteran, let the military be shown off at a parade. I love it. Mary and Bismarck, what do you think of this? You tell us. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I just have a thought that maybe perhaps this is also kind of a little shake-up for Iran. I mean, look what we got. Do you really want to be starting something that we're going to have to finish?
Aha! I love it.
That's just my thought.
Yes, very interesting, Mary. We'll ponder that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 258.
Yeah. 258-0550, the local telephone number, 800-228-0550. My last day in Norway.
My son.
Get on a plane tomorrow.
My son would call that the full flex. Trump is showing the full flex with the parade.
Full flex. Exactly right. All right, another texture here. They hate the military almost as much as they hate the Betsy Ross flag, but not with the same zest they have for an undocumented guest. Undocumented guest. Oh, that's fabulous. Here's a text. Scott, I'll tell you how this can be a controversy. Last night they show a poll on ABC, fake news. In 2005, 6, and 7, 85% of the people were proud to be Americans. New poll as of 2019, Monday, says 45% were proud. That's how. Wow. That's amazing. Is Megan next on the calls? 258-0550? Oh, I see. Okay. Let's see here. It's a bad idea that he hasn't done it sooner. How do you like that? There's our listeners. Bad idea that it hasn't been done sooner.
Amen.
A-okay for this idea happening. Another texter says, I'm afraid liberals would do this in a heartbeat. Heart not included or an option. My pontificating white hat. What is a pontificating white hat exactly?
Either you're a Pope or you're in the Klan, I guess. I don't know.
You're pontificating.
Gee whiz, that's kind of...
As a Pope would with a white hat. Yeah.
So I would hope it would be in that direction, yes.
Yeah, we'll hope this person reduces their alcohol intake during the morning, because I can't get all this. My pontificating white hat is turning a sinful red. Is that thunder I hear while away from Bison football? Smited by lightning. Okay. All right. Very good. Texter says, this one, I don't believe it's been drinking. I'm a taxpaying veteran. I'm not with the military. Money being wasted on Trump's parade. This money could be used for training and mission-related readiness. Okay. You hear that as well from other places. And you could make that comment about pretty much anything that something is spent on, right? You could say, well, why aren't they spending it on this? Is it a good idea to thank the military in a parade in something that will get a lot of media coverage? Will there be 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old individuals saying, you know what, I want to be part of that someday. I want to be there.
Yeah. Why would you not want to be?
Is that a butt down? Yeah. Okay. Okay, no alcohol involved in that previous text. I have an update. Pun-filled humor. Todd, you're going to have to take the pun-filled humor from this point forward now. I'm just trying to make... Try to dial back the pun-filled humor just a little bit.
By the way, we have a quick comment from a caller. I'll play the entire comment. Here you go.
Agree.
There you go. That's it.
See, that's what I like about our listeners. I missed that, though. What did he say, Todd? Okay.
Agree.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
So every time you say something today, I'm going to play it. No, I'm just kidding. That might get tedious after a while, but...
Put that on repeat for us.
You got to love the brevity, you know? You got to love people that can just boil it down to a root point and make the point. That is fantastic.
You know Scotty, you made a great point about it. You look at the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds and what it costs to put those planes in that show in the air. And, you know, that's recruiting. That's showing off the military. That's showing that this is a cool thing to do, and we would love to have you. You know, I don't...
We're talking a little bit about flooding in North Dakota when we come back. We have Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up. Josh Gallion, state auditor, will be here. Chris Berg to talk a little bit about the news of the day, including this quote-unquote controversy over the 4th of July Independence Day Washington, D.C. parade. Yes, that and more coming up. Don't go away.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand. Plus Branson, 6 big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A wake held yesterday for a New York City police detective who was among the responders on September 11, 2001 at the Twin Towers site and went on to become an advocate for the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. Yesterday at his wake, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he saw Alvarez right before he died a few days ago, and all he wanted was the Senate to pass the updated compensation bill.
We will get the bill passed in his name so that so many other families will not have to have the anguish that so many have had in the past.
Private payroll firm ADP says the nation's economy created only 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, not much of an improvement over May's weak growth of just over 41,000. The government jobs report's due Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I don't know if proud is the right word. I think thankful, grateful. We could have been born somewhere else. Thank you.
Boy, you couldn't have said that any better, that's for sure. And I do bristle a little bit at the pride thing, because pride in the sense of, you know, we're better than you and you're boasting and, you know. But really, I think what this parade is less about, hey, we're busting our buttons here, and more we're showing our thanks, more gratitude towards them. So I would certainly agree with you there. And I hope everybody on Independence Day has a little bit somewhere in the back of their mind, like you said, to say, what if I hadn't been born here? What kind of life would I have had? You know, I mean, that's really just extraordinary when you think about it. And look what's become of the United States of America. Even people who were born here long ago, you know, had that opportunity from, you know, the Thomas Edisons and the Wilbur Wrights and that all that innovation and that American ingenuity and innovation and the greatness of America. It's real. It's an idea. And when you think about how many people there are in the world, we are dwarfed by folks everywhere else, yet we are incredibly blessed. And anything we can do in that regard to celebrate it, I think, is fantastic. We're brought to you today by Mineral Tracker. And if you are getting questions about, want to sell your minerals? Some people are actually being bombarded with offers to buy their minerals right now. Before you do anything, talk to the folks at Mineral Tracker, because supporting mineral owners is the primary focus at Mineral Tracker. That means making sure you get the best price for your minerals. The team of experts at Mineral Tracker know the market, know the industry, have consistently been able to get the mineral owner a higher price than the original offers. So if you're looking to sell, talk to Jeff, Joel, either one of them, Jeff or Joel, the whole team at Mineral Tracker, Val. They have your back. 833-842-2924. MineralTracker.com. MineralTracker.com or 833-842-2924. And remember, at MineralTracker.com, they have a free option on that app, which is getting rave reviews. It's really good. My top 10 Norway list is coming up. Both Steve Hallstrom from our Need to Know morning show on AM 1100 The Flag and Phil Parker from the KFYR morning show have asked me a few times, so what was your favorite thing about Norway? And I sort of freeze up about this trip because there's just so many things. I don't want to say one, but I do have a top 10 list for you. So I got that coming up in just a little bit. Jim, the flagpole guy, Josh Gallion, plus Chris Berg from Point of View, all coming up on the program. So stay tuned for that right here. Right now, I want to talk a little bit about flooding. This has been in the news, but I don't necessarily think that it's gotten the attention that it probably should have or would have if it had been in a more highly populated area. But nonetheless, it is worth you know, our time and attention, and FEMA has been obviously matched up with the state and doing a lot of good work on that front. And we have the regional administrator of FEMA joining us today. Lee DiPaolo is here to talk a little bit about the flooding situation in North Dakota. Lee, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing well. It's nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the flooding this year that is on your radar. What do we need to know about the flooding situation, and the, we'll talk in a minute about the recovery and the effort going forward, but what was there that didn't get maybe the attention it should have?
Well, I think overall, if you look at the nation this year, particularly in the Midwest, it's been a year of significant flooding across the board. Some of the states get more attention based on the fact that it's more of a response type situation up front, where you'll have the Coast Guard out there. I'm sorry, the National Guard out there, and those type of things, rescuing people off of rooftops. Other flooding situations were just as significant, but they didn't involve that level of response up front. So we could take a little bit more time, do the damage assessments that we needed to do, and then go in and begin the recovery process. In North Dakota's case, as part of all these weather systems, the bomb cyclone and those things that came through, North Dakota did have significant flooding. We came in as the floodwaters receded and did the damage assessments in conjunction with the state, and came out with about an $8.5 million projected disaster. Most of it has to do with the roads. What we call Category C for the roads, and that's where we're at today. We're working side by side with the state and going about the recovery process. And there's something very unique in North Dakota that I'll talk about when we get to it as well. North Dakota happens to be leading the nation in what we call state-led recovery, and I can get into that a little bit more if you'd like.
Sure, we can talk a little bit about that. So when you say the majority of the damage assessment is roads, that's the fairly costly. What does a flood generally do to the roads? Is it like, you know, is it breaking up the surface? Is it, you know, taking out the surface? What do you see?
It'll, particularly if they're gravel roads, it'll wash the gravel away. It does some damage to the culverts oftentimes, and we can go in and do the repairs on those and support that piece of it as well. We don't do the repairs directly. In essence, we're giving grant money to enable the repairs to happen.
And besides roads, what other kind of damage makes up that $8-plus million you talked about?
There will be a number of other minor public infrastructure and those type of things that go into a public assistance type of disaster, specifics of which I don't have off the top of my head for this one. What we do for a disaster is we assign a federal coordinating officer. That's our field leader. That person comes out of FEMA Region 8, and they work with the state coordinating officer to go through all the applicant briefings and all the things that they need to do to determine the scope of the damage across the various FEMA categories that we have out there for a public assistance type of disaster.
And the kind of a disaster assessment, damage assessment you're talking about now would be solely to public infrastructure, not to private property?
Yeah, that's correct. For this particular kind of disaster, FEMA does have an individual assistance program, which doesn't get activated as often. That's where we'll go in and we'll assess damage to homes, the that's outside the scope of insurance, and determine if it warrants a presidentially declared individual assistance disaster as well. In this case, for North Dakota, that wasn't part of what the state requested, the governor requested for this disaster. on the, you know, as we look across the country right now, there's 65 different disasters across the nation. So it's been a pretty busy spring across the board. The difference right now, of course, almost all those disasters are not they're not hurricane based. They're all 31 of them are flood based. So definitely keeping the FEMA folks busy.
And $8 some odd million that is damaged, where is that at county by county? Like, can you give us the counties that were the worst of it this year?
Yeah, we have 19 total counties in State Dakota, in South or North Dakota, sorry, that are part of this disaster declaration. If you want, I can read them off to you. We have.
Yeah, I was just curious if you had the highest, you know, where the most damage was, like the top three or something that had the most damage this year.
At this point, we don't, because we're at the beginning stages of the disaster where we're scoping out the extent of the damage across the all 19. So just last week, we had our federal coordinating officer in North Dakota working with the state to determine the priorities and where we're going to go as far as the applicant briefings are as they're taking place. And this is what makes North Dakota unique. North Dakota is one of only three states right now in the nation that does what was called state-managed. It's now state-led public assistance. And so that means that North Dakota covers the staffing and does the bulk of the work associated with this disaster recovery. And it is the future of FEMA, where we build the state capability to be able to do that. And what that does ultimately is it saves taxpayer money. So you don't have a large federal footprint forward-based, and you don't spend a dollar to give a dollar, if you will. So North Dakota is already there. And as we look to do this across the nation and hope that this type of thing takes place in other states, we're gathering the lessons learned and how much money we are saving the federal taxpayer by having a state-led public assistance disaster like we're doing right now.
Well, good to hear.
So that's a good thing.
Glad to know North Dakota's leading the way again. That's great. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
The last thing I'll say is that with every disaster declaration, you do have hazard mitigation. Mitigation is, you know, for every dollar invested in mitigation, you ultimately save $6 in disaster recovery costs. So it's a good thing, and that's statewide. It's not just limited to the 19 counties. So that will be part of the overall disaster declaration as well.
Fascinating. Well, appreciate the update very much. Glad you're doing great work in partnership with the state. And as I said, all of those situations could have received a little more attention than they did in the media, but it is what it is. We want to at least let folks know that there is efforts underway to clean it up and repair it and mitigate any future damage. So thanks for the time, Lee. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lee DiPaolo is the regional administrator for FEMA on What's on Your Mind. 17 before the top of the hour, Jeff up in Tioga has a question or comment about the 4th of July Independence Day D.C. parade. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Yes, guys. I was just wondering, all those people that are all upset about this parade in Washington tomorrow, wonder how many of those people have plans to go to the parade in their hometown. And what do you see in almost every single hometown parade on the 4th of July? You see members of the VFW, the American Legion, some cases the National Guard, and nobody thinks anything about that. Those people are there in the parade. They're proudly representing the country and the time that they spent defending our country. It's no different. It's just a smaller scale, and these people are being, I think, very hypocritical about complaining about it at the larger scale when they plan on spending part of their day celebrating with the rest of us what our military has done for this country.
That makes sense, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Others, welcome. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. Lots of options there to join us live on the show, to leave a recorded message for the show on this topic, for instance, or by pressing 6. You can celebrate with us in Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo Spirit of North Dakotans. You see something great going on by somebody? Say something right there.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, booming, booming. He won't line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapiton. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks, Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bernelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Last day in Norway on the broadcast, headed back bright and early tomorrow, flying most of the 4th of July. And the Independence Day celebration will be high on my mind. I can hardly wait to catch the airport conversation about President Trump's plane. Can you imagine that? In an airport lounge, people gathered around. Should be a great time. I have to tell you, we have had a marvelous time. And both Steve Hallstrom from the Need to Know Morning Show and Phil Parker from the K-Fire Morning Show have asked me, you know, each time I'm on previewing the show, what was your favorite thing? And I never can come up with one thing. So I did kind of put together a top ten list. And one is the fjords. You know, before I came here, I had no idea what a fjord even was, honestly. I didn't know. I think it means mountain lake. No, it's not FJO. You're playing with words there, Todd. Fjord. I love it. Yeah. This is not your father's
fjords. The Chevys and.
But these things are like mountain lakes, and they are so beautiful, mostly because very often the mountain is right next to them, obviously, and then, you know, reflecting off of the water is the scenery, so you see it twice. It's pretty incredible. The mountains themselves are extraordinary. They're not the highest mountains in the world, but I'd say they're among the most beautiful. I've heard people say the Swiss Alps are nothing compared to the green and the beauty and the we've seen some snow-covered ones as well, so that's been fun. Waterfalls, unbelievable. I mean, they're everywhere you look. I've lost track, but I got to be well over 100. I loved Bergen. If you get a chance to go to Norway, go to Bergen. Bergen is a really fun town that is, it felt very, like you were, you know, back in time on a cobblestone street in the middle of London or something. You know, it just really had a very European feel to it and different from the rest of the country, but very, very charming. Loved it a lot. The North Cape was pretty extraordinary, too. I mean, we went all the way up. Northernmost point in the world, northernmost point in Europe. I'm not sure which because they say both. But all I know is I saw a lot of ocean. As I look north, it was unbelievable. And of course, the Arctic Circle's up here. You got, the 71st parallel. It's north. It really is, and it's something to see. And one of those deals where you think, oh, it's a big deal. It's the northernmost point, whatever. But it's neat. It really is. And you know, really overall, I even put this on the list. If you don't believe in God, come to Norway, because there's no other explanation. All this beauty, there's no other explanation to say this is God's great creation. It clearly is. It's phenomenal. And it really can move you in a really neat way just to, really grasp and be thankful for so much of it. They have a real simple way of life here, too. That's number seven on my list. I mean, it's just, there's not huge homes here. There's not, there's the folks that have smaller homes, but yet, are spend a lot of time outdoors. Their cabins, many of them without electricity, without plumbing. They're just a simple way of life, and they're happy with that. And, you know, obviously on my list is the fact that I got some time with the family. That's always fun. We live busy lives at Flag Family Media, so to have 2.5 weeks with family every day is pretty neat. We had listeners that were our family as well. That was great fun. Loved having, our listeners along. And Monday, I'll give a little shout-out to all of them. But I appreciate the fact that they were along. We had them as well. And then, of course, family in Norway, which is, now we're in the process of saying goodbye to them after three, 4 days, the last few days of the trip doing that. So it's been great fun. If you want to experience this, I'd encourage you to call Carol Juven. Getting to know family here makes it really special, and keeping that conversation going all the time. And he can help you find family. So give him a call, 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, another great trip to Norway. Thanks to Carol Juven. Just wanted to say that. I'm also thankful for this great country and my good friend that helps you celebrate this good country and Independence Day and 4th of July. That's the one and only Jim, the flagpole guy. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, one day before the big Independence Day to talk about Old Glory. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. Actually, I don't know. I'm having a special time just sitting here in Superior, Wisconsin, on my way back from celebrating the life of my son at a Perkins, and they have Old Glory up there. It's always so nice to see. I look around, and boy, there's a whole bunch more flags than a person thinks. So, what a great place to heal America. America has such goodness for those that are mourning, and you see about it all the time. There's always everybody wanting to help each other. We stop and listen, and that's just what America means to me right now, Scott. It's a place to heal, and what a better place than gathered with your friends and everybody enjoying each other's company. I just want to encourage everybody to take a special moment just to look around and feel those that are around you that love you and just love back on them. And that's America right there. There's my message, love, Scott.
Yeah, that's a good message. There's no doubt about it. And I think you are right. I think that kindness comes out at a time when someone's suffering a loss and folks want to reach out and just do anything they can. And just the small gestures mean so darn much at a time like that and really, you know, wraps, you know, their arms around you in a way that's pretty special. So I completely agree, and I also agree that it's a good time to celebrate love, because if you don't love this country, I challenge you to go anywhere else and find something that is in the same universe as what started with the American idea and the founding fathers and what they put together in those founding documents and what we enjoy today because of it. It's pretty darn special.
That's right.
And
great
way to celebrate it is by giving Jim a call here and saying, I need a flagpole. I want a flagpole right in front of my business, in front of my home. Been a busy year, and there's more to come, so give Jim a call, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Take a break. Thanks, Jim. Safe travels to you, sir. We'll keep
you
in our thoughts
and prayers. God bless you. God bless America.
More after this, folks.
Hello, I'm Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze, and our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your asset. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.